We're Alive is brought to you by Reef Systems, Inc. has been in business for over 25 years. Their clients include such businesses as Quiksilver, Bass Pro Shops, the Hyatt Hotels, and even the Department of Fish and Game. They specialize in custom aquariums from 100 gallons to 20,000 gallons and have traveled all over the United States delivering that service. For all your fish tank needs, contact Rick Barboza or Martin Kendrick at Reef Systems, Inc., 714-751-FISH. That's 714-751-3474. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 3, The New Arrivals. Part 3 of 3.
Hey, pass me another hot dog, would you?
Here.
After this one, we should probably put it out. Get some rest.
Nothing's gonna see us up here. Starting to get chilly up here.
How's he doing?
Still out cold.
And still clutching his revolver.
I would be too. Kidding me? You could stop damn near anything with that pistol.
Hey, I'm sorry about earlier.
How's that?
If we hadn't have saved him, we wouldn't have been able to get any of these weapons.
How about we wouldn't have saved an old man's life? Why does it have to be about how useful someone is?
You hear that?
Hear what?
I thought I heard...
Oh! Oh, God, he's got my leg! I can't get through shot! Angel, hold it! Fucking gross, man! Holy shit, that was close! Thing scaled up the wall. Damn, tore through my uniform a bit, but I'm alright. I'm alright. Nice shot, Angel. Didn't get any blood on me for a second there.
It wasn't me.
Even half dead, I can still bury him like the best.
Fuck yeah, Gramps to the rescue.
If you keep calling me that, I'm gonna miss next time.
Hey, take it easy. Just relax. Lay back down.
How the hell did it get up here?
I closed the ladder lock. Must have...
Move aside a sec. Let me see it. Yep. It's one of them smart ones.
Smart ones?
Yeah. Some of them are different. You gotta look out for those fuckers. One of them, I think it may be that one there, lying there, trapped me in the bathroom. It just waited for me to come out. Waited too long, I guess. Must have lost interest after I passed out.
Why didn't you just shoot him at the door? I mean, you're one hell of a shot.
He had others with him. Seemed like he told the other ones what to do.
So how could you tell this one was smart? Looks like all the others.
Oh, it's not what's on their face or anything like that, but it's what they're wearing. You see that badge clipped to his belt? That's a level 3 ID for Radon Labs. Must have been pretty damn smart to get that badge.
So what you're saying is...
I'm guessing. But it seems to me that the smarter you are in life, the smarter you are in death, too. I mean, well... You know what I mean.
How did you figure all that out?
I was in that room for a pretty long time. Lots of opportunity to think things over and listen to him outside the door. Thank you, by the way. Forgot to mention that.
No problem.
Yeah, it was no problem. Here, Bert. You need to eat something. Get your strength back.
So did you open my little treasure chest?
Yeah. We loaded up what we could fit. Where did all that shit come from?
Been collecting it for years. I thought that Y2K thing was a takeover. Never thought I'd ever have to use any of that shit. Did you get that polished silver pistol on the back wall?
Hell yeah. The Desert Eagle? That thing's pretty.
It's my favorite, too. Just glad they didn't get it.
The Riders?
Yeah. Somebody got to my shop before I could get there. Somebody who knew what they were doing.
How's that?
Well, they opened my wall safe without drilling, which means they'd done it before. Only I had the combo. Shame, too. I had some of my better pieces in there.
They didn't get into your second vault, though.
Lucky for us, they'd have to have been absolute pros to open that one, or we'd have some serious drills.
Well, I think it's time that we put out the fire so nothing else knows we're up here. We need to make sure we're rested heading back in the morning.
Where are we going? Meeting up with the rest of your unit?
We only have one other soldier left, besides us.
Damn.
We're held up in a tower with a few survivors. Saul and I were sent out for supplies.
Oh, and your name is...
Angel.
Nice to meet you, sir. Gunnery Sergeant Bert Scott. Uncle Sam's misguided children. Retired, of course.
What?
Marine Corps, newbie. See, now I can call you Gunny instead of Gramps.
You'd better, too. Or you can just call me Bert. Whatever works.
All right, well, we'll talk about this more in the morning. Lights out for now.
Stars sure are beautiful tonight. Never been able to see them in the city before.
How's that?
Well, it's hard to see with all the lights everywhere. Now that people are gone, it seems like nature's starting to take back over again.
In more ways than one.
A lot's gonna change now that there are so few of us and so many of them.
You're enjoying the hell out of this, aren't you?
Well, sometimes it's not fun owning a gun and never having anything to shoot at. All of a sudden, I have a purpose. It's like NAMM all over again. Well, good night, fellas. Make sure you say your prayers. Especially the part says, if I should die before I wake.
Oh, thanks. Just had to say that, right? Now I'm going to be up all night.
Perfect. I was hoping it'd force a lookout. Happy hunting.
Angel, wake up.
God, sun's barely up. Why are you?
You need to come see this.
What?
Put the voice down.
Holy shit. We're surrounded? What are they doing?
They're sleeping. Weird, huh? Must have come here in the middle of the night. Maybe they heard the shot.
How many of them?
About 20 or so. Maybe more.
Can we make it down to the Hummer?
Bert, you able to walk?
Yeah, don't have much of a choice now, do I?
Not really. We can't carry you down like we were able to hoist you up.
Well, I'm a bit wobbly, but I think I can do it.
Come on. Go through the hatch. Bert, you first.
I see you got my generator. Didn't even ask.
Didn't think we had to. Take my rifle.
Got it.
Shit! Ah!
Damn it!
Help! I broke something!
Come on! Hold on!
Oh, no!
Come on! Hurry! Get in!
Before what? I think we're all good. Take your time. Not bad for an old man. Is that what you're thinking?
You got them all?
Well, we have the element of surprise.
And you fucking rock. Don't forget that. And you wanted to leave him behind.
Wait, you... What?
It wasn't that...
I don't have that many rounds left.
Hurry, Saul, get in.
Hand me Shirley. I'll stay in the turret.
Who's Shirley?
Just hand me my silver one. How much farther is it?
Not too far now.
Great, because I'm getting hungry again.
That's a good sign. Grab one of those bars in my backpack.
Oh, wait. Wait a sec, Saul. Is that... There's a car moving over there.
They're headed towards us.
More survivors.
Wait. It kind of looks like Michael and Lizzie.
It is them. Where have you been?
Been up late, worried sick, Dad?
Shut your fucking mouth, Saul.
Easy, Michael. We got stuck out here.
Whatever happened to going to Thompson's Market if you have to stay out? We couldn't find you.
Michael and I have been driving around all night looking for you.
We found a survivor that needed aid. By the time we were done, it was too...
Fine, whatever. Load up and follow us to the tower.
What's wrong? Is everything okay?
Let's hope so.
The tower was alone for the first time without any of its soldiers there to hold it up. I didn't know what to expect when we got back there. I'd grown somewhat attached to our little group and worried we might be a little too late. Peg's sign could be seen from far away, leading us back to the others.
We're alive?
What?
The sign on the building. We're alive. That the best they could come up with? Well, hopefully that's still true.
Oh, shit. Look at all.
The building's swarming. Holy shit. What did they do while we were gone?
We need to find some way to draw them away from the building.
I have an idea.
I wasn't talking to you.
All due respect, Buck Sergeant, but I think this might work.
I think you should listen to the gunny.
Here, catch. You know how to work one of these things?
Well, the hell did you get a claymore?
Set it up, and then we'll draw him out.
Where'd you get this guy from?
Got him. Keep working. It's set.
That should be far enough. Now just start honking.
Michael, what is that thing?
It's a claymore, an anti-personnel mine. It sends out hundreds of balls pushed out by explosives. Basically, it'll turn them into mush.
That's gonna be really loud. It's gonna bring more here.
There's already so many, it's worth the risk.
Come on, you sons of bitches.
Here they come.
Ain't getting through here.
You see that shit?
I love that sound.
Move towards the tower.
Saul, take the vehicles to the parking garage. Angel and, Gunny, you come with me.
Take Saul. I busted my foot. I'll take it to the garage.
There.
He's down.
Get inside.
Stairwell door.
Come on. Hurry! Contact! They keep coming.
Then keep shooting!
Is that all of them?
Let's hope. I didn't see any of our people as those things.
Where to?
Let's go find our friends.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Alisa Elliott is an acting coach in Los Angeles with a degree in drama from Yale University. She gives private acting lessons, group acting classes, and industry coaching in L.A. to beginners, professionals, children, and adults. Her one-on-one coaching sessions are great if you are just starting out, preparing for an audition, or want to fine-tune your skills. Elise has kept her classes small to give you an intimate opportunity to work with and learn from other talented actors while still benefiting from one-on-one coaching. Her goal is to give you the personal attention, acting techniques, and career guidance that you need to reach your full potential as an actor. For more information or to schedule a free consultation, contact her at 310-230-5233. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Alisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, and Tammy Klein, featuring Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Associate producer Jason Scott. Print editor Blythe Hill. Composers Katie Wayland and Ron Gallagher. Producer Shane Salk. Casey Wayland. This has been a Wayland production.